praise you,
Lord, totally
forever.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this, take the limit off.
And honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and memories.
Put your hands together in this place. Come on, come on. You got a blessing and glory in your spirit. Come on.
Blessing and glory and honor. They all belong to you.
Blessing.
Glory and honor.
voice up.
They all belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The glory and honor. They all belong to you.
Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. Blessings and glory, they all belong to you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We welcome you right now to the birthplace of gospel music. We are so grateful that you decided to tune in to us today. You could have tuned in anywhere else on the internet, but you chose to be here with us today, and for that, we said thank you. Now, do us a favor. If you're watching on Facebook Live or watching on YouTube right now, tell somebody that you are watching the birthplace of gospel music. Go ahead and hit that share button. If you're on an Android phone, that's right, just swipe left. If you're on an Apple phone or iPhone, just swipe up and you'll get that share button, and go ahead and hit that and invite all of your friends and family to the birthplace of gospel music, where look, we are free to worship, we are free to praise, we are free to express all the glory of God in this place, because we know that blessings and glory, they all belong to you. Go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Not this physical space, God, but we're talking about this place, God. We welcome you into this place in our hearts right now, God. God, we ask that you would move anything out of the way in this service that might be a deterrent to your glory. We ask that you would move or set aside anything that would keep you from getting all the praise you so richly deserve. Right now, God, inhabit the praises of your people in this place, God. Touch every musician, touch every singer. Lord, even touch me as I bring the word today, God. Touch the handful of folk that came out today, God, to hear a word and to sing a word and to just be in the midst of your glory on today. Lord God, we will be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. praise him. Come on, come on. Praise him. Praise him. Come on, come on, come on. If you came to praise him, come on. We're not going to stop right there. Come on, come on, come on. I prayed and ran about here, didn't give y'all the scripture for today. But it's okay. Sometimes it ain't about the order. It's about what God desires. So we're going to be all right. But while we're here at this moment, turn with me, if you will, to the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18 is our scripture for today, starting at the 19th verse. 1 Samuel chapter 18, starting at the 19th verse. I'm reading the King James, and it says, "But it came to pass at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given unto Adriel, the Meholite, to wife. And Michal," or McCall, I should say, "McCall, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twain." The word of God is already blessed. Amen. 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 Once again, we do welcome you to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. In his absence, we do want to honor the man of the house, Pastor Darrell, in person, who is on a well-deserved vacation. I'm sure he's watching. I'm sure he's somewhere watching. But we want to give him honor where he is right now. Amen. Amen. And again, celebrate. I didn't get to say it last week on the microphone, so I'll say it this week. Happy anniversary. happy second year anniversary to the pastor of this house. Amen. Amen. And enjoy your week off. Amen. Amen. Again, we are so grateful to be here today. Just a couple of quick announcements. Thank you all so much for what you're doing with the warm care, the warm hearts boxes, the warm hearts care boxes. Thank you so much. I was here the other day and people were dropping off socks while I was here. The doorbell kept ringing. People were still dropping off socks. So we are so grateful to all of you who have donated. You can still continue to donate. You can still continue to do that. Amen. Amen. Also, just a quick reminder that on tomorrow at 7 o'clock, I don't know why I've never liked the term first lady. I don't know. And maybe because that's his first lady. I like leading lady. I just like that term. See, look, and I got an approval from mama over there. She shook her head too. Cause see, look at it like this. If you married, then who your first lady? Okay, see, so there it is. So let me say it like this. The leading lady of this house, of Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, will be on the radio with yours truly on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. She will be on TTLO Radio tomorrow night. We're going to be discussing. She's trying to convince me to take the shot. So she's going to give me her best spiel live on the air tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Hopefully she ain't bring no needles because y'all going to see some stuff on the air. But here we go. But she will be on. That's Dr. Pamela Pearson. Person will be on the air with us tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Tune in. You can tune in where you're watching us right now, or you can tune in on Blog Talk Radio or any of those mediums, also on the YouTube page. We do thank you, too. Do us a favor. Those of you on the YouTube page right now, hit the subscribe button. We need to get those numbers up. So if you're watching on YouTube, there's a little button down there that says subscribe. Go ahead and hit that, and we'll know who you are. Amen. 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 I believe that was all of the announcements. We're going to let the music ministry do what they do. Let me just say, I am so grateful to this ministry. I know it's difficult, especially in the midst of a pandemic, to have to try to get some sort of practice in and everything. So I'm grateful for what they do offline, and I'm grateful for what we're doing in here. So I'm going to turn it over to the music ministry, and then I'll be back in a few minutes to beg a little bit. Amen. Anybody in the house that loves him this afternoon? Is there anybody this morning? I'm pushing the time. Is there anybody this morning that really loves him more than anything? That you just want to tell him that I love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything.
I know we're supposed to do the offering right here, but just keep playing that. It's all right. It's all right.
Just want to say thank you, Jesus.
love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything, more than life itself. See, I love you.
I know we're supposed to do the offering right here, but
and
I'm looking at this list of people for prayer, and I just feel like this is where we ought to go in the service right now. I don't mean no harm, but I know what normally happens, but I think I'm looking at this list. I know I have a list, but I want to get these other people that were just added. This is from Brother Rob. Says good morning. He says keep his family continue to lift up in prayer. Then he says his son was involved. Brother Rob, you all know that's Pastor's armor bearer. Says his son was involved in a bad car accident at 4 a.m. this morning. He's still in the hospital. So we want to lift him up in prayer. Brother Rob, we're praying for you. Then I got a note yesterday from one of the listeners who listens to the radio show, and she sent us this message, and she says she's asking everyone to send prayers of healing for her mother, Mary Frances Williams, who was unresponsive. They found her unresponsive. She says, but the power of God brought her back.
Yeah.
While she was applying CPR.
I love you.
So Marissa, we're praying for your family. Then we got a note to add this morning. Add Deacon Maurice Sibley and Angela Moore Clanton and family to the prayer list this morning. On top of those names, we have Shed Cooper, Sister Sarah Billups, Sister Mary Alexander, Sister Mary Alice Grant, Deacon James Smith, Emma Jean McCray, Grace Lee, Shirley Anderson, Kenneth Sexton, Janie Burns, and Lenore Elms. We also just want to, I know we're still doing social distancing, so if you are in need of prayer, if you're a handful of y'all in the building, just stand where you are. You know God can be anywhere. Just if you're able to stand, if you're in need of prayer, just stand. And maybe you stand in the gap for somebody else. Let's get used to it. At some point, you're going to have to pray for somebody else because somebody prayed for you. My. Let's pray. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. Lord God, we come this morning, God, first giving you all the honor and all the glory. Lord God, we recognize that you are a God who sits high, but you look low. You look in on all of your children. And right now, God, I have called out names to you this morning who are standing in the need of prayer. God, they couldn't be here today, but their brothers and sisters in Christ are standing for them in the need of prayer. You know the names. You know what they stand in need of. So right now, God, we lift them up to you right now. God, we don't know every situation. We don't know every circumstance, God. But what we do know that has not changed is that, God, you are still a God who can heal. You are still a God who can deliver. God, you're still a God who breaks chains. You're still a God who can go beyond what the doctors say. God, right now we know sometimes your answer is not the one that we were looking forward to, God, but we thank you right now. Even for the no. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, even for the no, God. We recognize that you are omnipotent, God. We recognize that you have all power, that you do all things, God. So these names that we're lifting, God, we're saying, if it be in your will today, God, we're praying restoration right now. We're praying healing right now. For that young brother that was in the car accident this morning, who's still in the hospital, God, we're asking that you show up right now. And what the doctors couldn't see, my God, who Jesus, what the doctors couldn't see, God, that you would show it right now and start the healing process. God, for that sister in California whose mother was found unresponsive, God, but you saw fit, hey! You said not yet, God. We're praying for her and her family.
Yes.
For those unmentioned, those not on the list, for those standing in the room right now. Brother Eric standing. Mark Sr. standing. Sister Yvette standing. Sister Pete standing. Sister New Church standing. Sister Hill standing. Brother Reggie standing. Sister Ramona standing. Brother Evan standing. Sister Pat standing. Deacon Mayberry standing. Bernard standing. Sister Yvette standing. We're praying for them right now, God. There may be somebody on this feed right now, whether it be Facebook or YouTube, that's standing right now. We recognize that you don't have to be in this place to be in your presence. Oh, that'll preach it. You don't have to be in this place, my God, to be in your presence. So, Lord God, we're asking right now, show yourself mighty. And Lord God, we will give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Every heart that can say it, say amen.
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 Oh, come on, somebody shout hallelujah. I know y'all got y'all mask on, but you can still shout hallelujah in this place. You can shout glory in this place. You can lift up your voice in this place and give him some glory. Give him the fruit of your lips. If you can't shout, clap your hands. If you don't do that.
I love Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Hallelujah. 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 All right, let me. It's offering time. Yeah, that's what it is. My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey!
My. It's offering time, and the watch this. This ain't a time for you to tip God. Let me say that again. Yeah, I said what I said. This ain't a time for you to tip God. This ain't a time for you to tip God. Yeah, I don't know nobody that go to the restaurant and the bill comes and all you do is leave a tip and get up and walk away. That ain't how it works. You now watch this. Even your tithe is what you owe. Your offering is what you give on top of what you owe. Bible simply says in Malachi, it says, will a man rob God? Then he goes on to say, yet ye have robbed me. He says, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Then he says, ye are cursed with the curse, but ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Then he says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Then he says, prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts. Then I like this. He says, if I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. And then my favorite part is, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Look, on your screen, you should see it right now. On your screen, you should see it right now. There are some ways you can give. You can text to give. You can text to give right now. The number is on your screen. One day, I'm going to know that number by heart, but it's on your screen. It's on your screen. My new excuse is I'm 50. But it's on your screen. The number is on your screen. And you can go ahead and give that way. You can go to EbenezerBronzeville.org. You can go to EbenezerBronzeville.org and hit the Give Now button and go ahead and give that way. Also, you can mail or drop off your tithe and your offering to 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. 60653. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, musicians. Come on, play it. Play it now. Come on. Thank you.
praises what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. Praises who I am. I will praise you while I can. I'll bless you at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do, 'cause I owe it all to you. Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through. I've learned to worship you. Though my circumstance doesn't even stand a chance, I'll praise you at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do, 'cause I owe it all to you. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, say praise is what I do.
Can we just stay there for a moment? If it's what you do, come on, come on, put your hands together. Come on. Yeah.
It's all I do.
Come on, praise.
Praise is what I do.
Yes, yes. It's what I do.
It's what I do.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you so much, Music Ministry. I appreciate you all. Sometimes certain songs are just apropos to what God is trying to put on display. I am grateful. Now you're gonna start doing that, it's gonna be a problem to you. I know I say this often when I have the opportunity to be up here, and I feel like I'd be remiss if I don't say it every time. I don't take these opportunities lightly, nor do I take them for granted. I was up last night till about 3 o'clock in the morning. I finally just said, "Okay, Lord, I ain't got nothing left. I'm going to sleep." And I sent a text at about 2 something to Deacon Mayberry, told him I'd be here early so I can show him how to turn on the system. And I'm thinking he would just see it in the morning, but then Deacon Mayberry responded. So now me and Deacon Mayberry having conversation at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I told Deke, I said, I'm trying to go to sleep. And I said, but I'm still trying to do something with this word. And he said, talk to God. And I responded, I said, I am talking to him. He won't leave me alone. I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm trying to go to sleep. But I appreciate these moments because I recognize how short life is. And I never want to be in a position where I had an opportunity to praise God and I didn't. That's why I am the way I am, because I spent so much of my life doing what I wanted to do on Friday and Saturday nights, and on Sundays I rested. I was stupid. I rested on Sundays. But I made a promise to God when I came back to church in 1998. I said, Lord, if you let me, I'll give you the same energy, or if not more, that I used to give to the clubs. I said, I'll give you the same energy. And so I get excited when we have these moments, and I get excited with the music ministry, and I know Sister Susan say, don't wear the singers out, and I'm sorry, but sometimes I just get excited because I know what God loves, and He loves to be praised, and He loves to be worshipped, and because of the fact that the Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people, then that lets me know that if I open up my mouth and I just give Him some glory, He'll show up where I am.
Praise is what I do. Ooh.
there are so many people. I'm a preacher. I promise I am. There are so many people who no longer have the opportunity to do this. And I'm not telling you how you should praise God. I'm not trying to tell you that. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm not telling you how you should praise him. But what I am telling you is when the Bible says, let everything, let everything that can, breathe, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. He ain't asking you. It's a command. Ain't no question mark. It's a command. That means if you can, I know, thank God for COVID. We all got our own mic that's mine. Don't nobody use it but me. But I'm grateful for this opportunity. Let's. Yeah. The scripture was already read. I'm just going to read two verses. 1 Samuel 18. 1 Samuel 18. 20 and 21. I'll just read this part. And it says, and Mike McCall. It's Jewish. I keep wanting to say Michael, but it's McCall. You got to put something in it. It's McCall. And McCall, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul said, I will give him her that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. And wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twain. For a moment, I want to talk today. Hold on to your praise. I feel like I'm gonna help somebody. If I was gonna help myself, hold on to your praise. Hold on to your praise. In this particular scripture, we see this is David who has already been anointed now. He's already been anointed, and he's been set for the position, but he does not yet have the position. Y'all stay with me. He's been anointed for the position, but he does not have the position, and so he does this thing for Saul, and Saul and because his daughter has an affection for David, Saul figures, I'm going to use this against him so that I can get rid of him. Now, funny how folk plot, right? Yeah. I, you can just take this out and just put church folk in the midst. But Saul says, I'm going to use my daughter's affections for David so that I can get rid of him, so that the Philistines can just show up and I'll make sure he's out there with them, and he will disappear, and we never have to worry about this supposed anointed boy king that doesn't fit the criteria of what the folk was looking for. And Saul learned that McCall loved David. And so what he did was, the person that David was supposed to be with, he gave him to somebody else. He gave her to somebody else. And he said, well, I'm going to give you my other daughter. But the Bible makes it clear. That McCall loved David. Now, the question comes is, what made this young, beautiful daughter of the king fall in love with David? What made her fall in love with him? Because see, when you look at the way things are, their backgrounds were completely different. Yeah, their backgrounds were completely different. They were completely opposite, because see, David came from a poor family, while McCall came from the wealthiest family in the land. I told y'all can say from a poor family, wealthiest family in the land, just to substitute land for church. That's all you got to do. But David came from an unknown family, while McCall came from the most well-known family in Israel. But in spite of their differences, the Bible says that McCall loved David. Why? The question is, why? Why did she love David? What made him different from all the other men in Israel? And I would suffice to say that the thing that made David different about from every other person in Israel was that David was a praiser and he was a worshiper. You see, when you think of praise and worship in the Bible, if you know the Bible, you automatically think of David. You see, in the Bible, there was no greater praiser. There was no greater worshiper. There was no one else who could worship like David. Yeah. See, David, you always found David singing and dancing and playing and praising God. I hate to say it like this, but David could get out of the bed of adultery and still go into praising God. I'm just telling you what the Bible talked about. I'm just telling you, David, even in the midst of sin, had a revelation of God's grace and mercy, and that's why we would see him praising God the way he did. Some people might ask, why would David go into praising God? How could he go into praising God after sinning? How could he go into God after sinning? And you know, church folks say, well, you know, he ain't living right. You know, how you gonna come to church and be praising God the way you live? And then you might wonder, well, why are they praising God? And I know they ain't living right. And what do they have a reason to praise God for, knowing all the hell and the mess that they in? And the truth is, can I help somebody? If a person sins and they don't die in their sins, they got a whole lot to praise God for. You see, if they had died in their sins, then they'd be in hell. But because of God's grace and mercy, they're still here. And I don't know about you, but that's a lot to praise God for. I ain't going to be up here long, y'all. Y'all might want to come back. Because when you're in the land of the living, meaning you can still breathe, you ought to want to praise God. Did you know that there's only one qualification to be a praiser? And that is, I already told you, I gave you a sneak preview, you just got to have breath. That's it. You just got to have breath. That's it. The Bible says in Psalm 150 and 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. You have the right to praise God. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you made, how backslidden you are. It doesn't matter. You still have a right to praise God. Why? Because you have breath. I remember years ago, I just came back to church and I was at a revival service at my old church and it was a Friday night service, and there was this guy. We had a halfway house next door to the church, so we always got random people to just walk in, and we saw this guy come in, and he could tell he was a little bit, I was gonna say drunk, but I tried to, you know, he was a little inebriated. Let me act like I got a little edumacation. I just tore it all up. He was a little inebriated, right? And so he came in and he was staggering down, and you know, so he sat in the back of the church. But when he came in, he got ready to sit down. He still had his bottle in his back pocket. So before he sat down, he pulled his bottle out and sat it up on the, and he didn't try to sit on the floor. He sat it up on the arm of the, we had pews. So he sat up on the arm of the pew, the brown paper bag. He just sat it up there. But while here is the deal. He staggered into the service, and while the music was playing, and while the people were praising God on the instruments, watch this. He fell. He got up and he fell on the floor. I remember this like it was yesterday. He fell on the floor, and then he was covering his eyes. And the pastor who was leading the revival that night, he said, "Come on down here." Because we were in the midst of praise and worship, and you know, so I was trying to sing with the praise team at the time. And so I see, you know, y'all ever notice when we praying, I keep my eyes open. That's a whole nother story. I don't, the Bible say watch and pray. So y'all close your eyes. I'll be watching. Y'all go ahead. So I saw him. So I'm, you know, I'm standing and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, who is this? What's going on? And he makes his way down, but he keeps covering his eyes. And so he's coming and he says, well, there's a light coming from the pulpit and it's blinding me. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And so he kept saying he couldn't make because he couldn't see. So he fell down. And then when he got up, he just started dancing. He just started dancing. And then he started shouting. And then he had his whiskey bottle and he picked it up and he laid it on the floor. And then he started shouting and leaping and dancing. And then something occurred to me and I was reminded. I said, here comes this drunk in the church, and he out praising the saints. Let me preach to the pews. He out praising the saints, sitting in the sanctuary. This drunk who probably didn't even know where he was at the time, but he has sense enough to know that he was in the presence of God, and he knows that he wasn't going to let no rock cry out in his place. I don't. So if sinners can praise God just because of the fact that they got breath, how much more should you and I, who say we saved, who say we know the Lord, who say we are blood washed and fire baptized, how much more should we raise up praise up to the Lord? I love what David said. I love what David said. In Psalm 103, y'all, if I got a Bible student in here, I see Sister Pete shaking her head. She already know. I'm going to try to get through the verse, but at home last night, I started hollering at about 2:30 in the morning because I couldn't get off the verse. He simply said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, yes, glory to God, that is within me. Then he said, bless his holy name. Can I say it again? He said, bless the Lord. Yeah, yeah. All my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Then he said, bless the Lord. I like it because he got good to him. That's why David repeated it. He said, bless the Lord, all my soul. And then he said, forget not all. Come on, you read your Bible. Forget not all his benefits. Then it got personal for me because he said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth the life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Watch this. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. We, Ebenezer, we have been saved. Not only have our sins been forgiven, but we also have been given so many blessings to go along with salvation. The Bible talks about how we should bless the Lord because he daily loads us with his benefits in Psalm 68:19. Yes, I'll say it like this. You and I, church, are truly blessed. We're truly blessed, and we have the right to praise the Lord. David was a praiser, and one of the reasons I believe David spent so much time praising and worshiping God was because he had a true understanding and revelation of the grace and mercy of God. David, like no other, seemed to have a real understanding. Watch this. David had an understanding of the power of the blood before there was even a Calvary. Before there was a Calvary, David recognized the power of the blood. And when David sinned and disobeyed God, according to the law, he should have been killed. According to the law, he should have been stoned. But David, come on now, David would begin to praise the Lord, and he would begin to repent, and he would begin to bless the name of the Lord. Watch this. I'm going to help y'all that's been sitting at home during this pandemic. When he couldn't get to the temple, and when he couldn't get to the altar, Saul had killed off most of the priests anyway. But watch this. David would reach out from the dark place. And he would grab something that reminded him of God, and he would just bust out into a praise and worship. Because what David recognized was, is if he could get the attention of God, if he could get God's attention, everything would be all right. He recognized that even with Saul trying to kill him, with Saul's and all of his army, that he could not destroy him. That's one reason why he could praise God even during the hard times, even when he was running for his life with King Saul. David was fervent in his worship now. He was fervent in his worship. Watch this, and I like this. He was reckless. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He was reckless in his praise. Reckless in his praise. Fervent in his worship, but reckless in his praise. You say, what do you mean reckless in his praise? Meaning you better get out the way. You might want to move, Sister So-and-so. I know you like to sit quiet and have your nice church hat on, but look here. If God starts to move something in me, you might want to move down. Thank God for social distancing. You got a whole row to shout and run down all you want. In fact, watch this. David would praise the Lord. He would praise him with his whole heart. Psalm 111 and 1 says, "Pray, I will praise him with my whole heart." That means with everything that's in me. Oh my God, with everything. And sadly, today most Christians don't even understand what it means to praise God with their whole heart. See, many Christians, many folk, many church folk, yeah, that's it. Many church folk are afraid of what they might look like or what people might think about them when they praise God. I'm going to get myself in some trouble. But it's somebody in the room who I keep saying, I can't wait for the Spirit to hit you. I ain't going to call no names. I'll get in trouble. But there's somebody in the room, I said, I can't wait to see what happens when the Spirit, I'm pointing that way, y'all see what I'm talking about. I can't wait to see what happens when the Spirit, y'all, I'm pointing, so y'all know I ain't going to say nothing, but I'm pointing, when the Spirit of God hits you, because I just want to be there. And the response was, I ain't going to shout because you're going to make fun of me. I ain't going to shout. I ain't going to holler because you're going to make fun of me. Watch this. It don't matter what I got to say. Huh? It don't matter what I got to say because at the end of the day, it ain't about you pleasing me. It's about you pleasing him. And if God put a shout in your spirit, Ain't nobody gonna help me in here today. If God put a shout in your spirit, you ought to let somebody know that he's been good to me. Huh? My God. And watch this. Some of y'all are worried about what other folk might say. Watch this. Many of the people who talk about you don't like you no way. So if they don't like you no way, they ain't done, then what can they do for you? Because watch this, don't nobody know like you know. Let me talk to Sister New Church. Don't nobody know like you know. Don't nobody know like you know. I was looking in the mirror when I was talking doing this last night. I had to look at myself. I said, don't nobody know like what God has done for you. Yeah. See, they need to understand there's a story behind your praise. Yeah. There's a story behind your testimony. Yeah. But. I've heard this said in the church. You might say, what if I'm not in the spirit? I'm not in the spirit for that today. It doesn't require all that where I come from, where I was raised. They didn't do all that shouting and leaping. It's not in my spirit. It's not in my spirit. But let me ask you this question. Who told you you had to be in the spirit to be a praiser? Where did that lie come from? Watch this. Why do you think you have to be in the spirit to be a praiser? Can I help somebody? Are you in the spirit when you go down to the Walmart? Are you in the spirit when you go to the grocery store? I don't hear nobody. Are you in the spirit when you go to your favorite restaurant? I don't hear nobody. Are you in the spirit when you go on a trip? Yeah, yeah. See, you don't have to be in the spirit to praise God. Remember, all you have to have is somebody listening in here. Somebody listening. Being in ministry for a time now, I've heard people say about other people when they see them shouting and dancing and whatever, that I don't think she really in the spirit. I think she just acting out. Yeah, I don't think she just shouting to be shouting. She ain't in no spirit. He ain't in no spirit up there doing all that. I've heard people say that. But then I asked the question, who in the hell made you the judge? Huh? Look, after last week, I counted the brother that was up here. Because, you know, I said it a long time ago, and y'all looked at me like I was crazy. But the brother last week said hell 12 times. Go back and watch the video. So don't get mad at me. So I'm going to ask the question again. Who in the hell are you to judge who's in the spirit and who's not? What I've learned to do is keep my mouth off of other folks' praise. See, I'm going to help somebody. I learned to keep my mouth off other folks' praise. Look here, if you feel like God told you to do some backflips, let me get this stuff out the way and have at it. Because, see, I don't know about you, but in my time in ministry, I've seen people not only dance. I've seen people not only clap, but I've seen people run laps around the church. I've seen people stand on pews. I've seen people jump off of pews. Y'all remember the late preacher over at the Antioch, the Reverend Daniels, you know, the light-skinned one. Yeah, the Reverend Daniels would tiptoe on the edge. I ain't going to kill myself, but he would tiptoe on the edge and walk the pews, even when he was way up in age. Who am I to judge who's in the spirit? Because, see, I'm sure a whole lot of people don't even understand my praise. But, see, they don't know how good God has been to me. They don't understand that I know that it ain't because I've been so good that I'm still here. They don't understand that I know that the truth of the matter is I could never praise him enough for what he's done for me. Let me try to get out of this thing now. I'm over time. Don't get me in trouble, Rocky. David knew, watch this, that it was because of God that he was in the position that he was in. I'm going to say that again. David knew that it was because of God that he was in the position he was in. He knew that it was not because of his own ability that got him to the place where he was, but it was the work of God the Father, who was in heaven, who was in control of everything. Can I pause for a moment? I want to help somebody. There is a difference between God allowed and God ordained. See, God allowed Saul, but he ordained. See, when it comes to prayer, I could really go there, but it's different. That's a whole nother sermon. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'll preach it sometime. When it comes to praise and worship, there was nobody who was greater than David. But he was also, in the Bible, he was listed as the greatest king Israel ever had. Even today, if you ever to take a trip over to Israel and Jerusalem, the place where they believe, not that it's actual, but the place where they believe David is buried today is guarded 24/7. That's how high in regard they still hold him. The tomb is guarded day and night. I don't know why.